Amen. We are so thankful for the choir, and he's worthy to be praised. And it's interesting because I'm starting a new sermon series today. And you see on the back of your program, it's a season of Thanksgiving. And we're going to be talking about praise for the next four or five messages. We're going to be talking about praise coming from Psalm 107. Amen. We're going to stay in this passage to talk about praise. Today we're going to talk about praising for a direction. Next week is going to be praising for deliverance. Amen. And we're going to go on for healing and safety. And I'm so excited about this theme and how God's going to use this and how the choir just set the tone. I believe I could almost say the benediction right now and everybody will be happy. Amen. So my prayer is, Lord, let me pray anyway. Father, we just thank you for Lord, just this wonderful day, Father. And Lord, I just pray that as the Spirit has arrived, Lord, the Spirit has its way, let me not stand in the way, Father. Lord, let me preach this message with clarity and conviction, Father. And I pray that the ears that hear are open to hear what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 107. And you got a precursor to this a few weeks ago when Minister Phillips prayed something about being at your wit's end and finding a safe haven when you're at your wit's end. And as she was preaching, I'm thinking, yeah, that's covered up in a few weeks. Yeah. But you know what? But you know, God is so good. God is so good that no matter who else preached this passage, amen, God will give you a message. Amen. God will have a message for you. Amen. So as we look at Psalm 107, it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works in the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Today we're going to be talking about praising God for direction. The redeemed of the Lord are to praise God for the direction he provides for all of those who call on him as Lord. As we look at this, it is easy to take God for granted. Amen. It is so easy to take God and his mercy for granted. It seems like we're living at a time when people are trying to do things opposite of God's way, and it's like it's my way or the highway, and things like this. But I got a feeling, my brothers and sisters, if we're not careful, we're going to find ourselves in a wandering condition. Amen. And when you wander, you need direction. Now, I know some folks will be meticulous in planning their trips, and they want to make sure every detail is taken care of before they leave home because they don't want to wander.
Right.
And then I have other friends who, as long as they have a full tank of gas, they are never lost. Amen? As long as they have a full tank of gas, they can be on the wrong road, but they know eventually they have all the time in the world. They know that eventually they will reach their destination. My brothers and sisters, it ought not to be so. God provides direction in life. And in this psalm, the writer of this psalm just challenges us to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And that is so easy to say, and we say it, and we know it, but it's not until God delivers you from something that you really realize how good he really is. Whether you're lost and he delivers you, you realize how good he is. You might be sick and he heals you, realize how good he is. You might be in danger and you find comfort and safety, you realize how good he is. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We need to give thanks to the Lord because his loyal love to us and his mercy is everlasting. We have an inexhaustible supply of love provided by God and mercy from God. No matter how far we veer off the right path, his mercy is still there. His mercy and compassion towards us. So therefore, we need to give thanks to the Lord.
Yes.
Romans 5, verse 8 says, but God commended his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yeah, you see, Christ didn't wait for us to clean ourselves up, to die for us. But while we were in the midst of our sinfulness, he still died for us. So what that tells me is his mercy is everlasting. His mercy extends. No matter what condition we find ourselves in, we can still find our way back to God. Amen? We can still find our way back to God. This is a call to praise for the redeemed of the Lord. For verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We don't know exactly what this was written about. This might have been written during the Babylonian exile, but you know, there was a time that the children of Israel needed to be redeemed. Redeemed from captivity, redeemed from Pharaoh, redeemed from a Babylonian rule. They needed to be redeemed. He have redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Let's talk about this redeemed. Let's talk about this redemption. This redemption means the purchase back of something that has been lost by the payment of something. The purchase back something that has been lost. Now if you look carefully at those coupons you clip, there is some legalese on the back talking about redemption. It tells the retailer that takes a certain percentage off of what you buy. It tells the retailer how they can recoup their money because they have lost that 35 cents coupon that you have given. They've lost that dollar coupon that you have provided. They've lost that from their register, but it tells them that is a legal document that they can get that dollar back. They can get that 35 cents back if they only follow the directions. Now, brothers and sisters, now if we are redeemed by the Lord, that means there is that some legalese that says that we are covered by the blood, that no matter what we do, we can always come back to the Lord, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sinfulness and cleanse us again. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In Christ, we are redeemed from the enemy. Now, in biblical times, they had enemies like Egypt. They had enemies like the Assyrians. They had enemies like Babylon. They had enemies like Satan.
Amen.
We still have those enemies, but yet we are redeemed. So we no longer need to fear because we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. As a ransom for many. So he has given his life to cover our charges that we have insufficient funds to cover for ourselves. Amen. He has given his life. To cover the checks that are would bounce on our own accord, he has given his life. We have been redeemed. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Now it looks at verse 3, and he says he gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Yeah. Now think about that. He has the power to gather the redeemed, those who are in the Lord, from whichever direction they are in. He can find them and bring them home. No matter what your lost condition is, he can find you and bring you home. And gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Whatever your condition is, whatever your condition of lostness is, he can bring you back to where you need to be. Some might say, I have never been lost by going north. I have never been lost by going west. I have never been lost by going south or going east. And I say, just live long enough. And you will have challenges in your lives that you will feel like you are lost. And they don't have to be traveling conditions that we need directions for. We can have trouble in our finances and we can be lost as to what to do. We can have trouble in our relationships and we can be lost without direction. We can be have trouble on the job and feel lost. We can have trouble with our health and be lost. We can even have spiritual doubts and feel like we are lost. But let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Because you are a child of the Most High King. And as a child of the King, you have benefits to be with the Lord. So this is the call to worship for those who have been redeemed. And the writer gives an example of those that need redemption. And look at verse 4. He talks about our wandering condition. They wander in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Y'all remember the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness? You know, what should have been a short journey ended up being 40 years because of their disobedience. Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine just wandering? Can you imagine being days away from your destination? But yet, because of your lost condition, you stay somewhere for 40 years. Can you imagine? Have you ever been somewhere and you saw the destination in the distance, but you just couldn't figure out how to get there? You just couldn't figure out what road to take to it. You saw it off in the distance, but you just can't figure out how do I get home. They wandered in the wilderness. They walked aimlessly in the wilderness with no plan of direction. My brothers and sisters, just a word of advice. If you're going to go wander in the wilderness, make sure you have a plan before you go. Amen? Make sure you have a plan before you go. Years ago, I was in the wilderness of Arizona. And I was in a park and I was going. I had a destination I was going to about a couple of miles away. And, you know, some of the navigational aids you use around here are not out in certain other terrain. You know, this was a hilly land with no trees, and every place looked the same. You look to the east, it looked the same. You look to the west, it looked the same. You look to the north, you look the same. You look to the south, you look the same. It is easy to become disoriented when everything looks the same while you're looking for your destination. I went in with a plan. And my plan was that there was a road that ran parallel to my path that was about a half mile away. And I figured that as long as I could hear cars on the road in the distance, I would have a way of providing direction. My other plan was with the sun. Those of you who've used the sun to navigate, you know it rises in the east and it sets in the west. But I found myself out there on a cloudy day. I couldn't see the sun. So that option was out. I soon found out I quit hearing cars on the road. And as I turned around, it would have been very easy to become disoriented. And since it was that clay type land, there were no footprints to be seen. So it was so easy to become disoriented. But then I saw something up in front of me. It was another person, and I kind of figured, I hoped he was going in the same direction I was going in. So I decided I'm going to follow him. And as soon as I started following him, I started seeing little signs on the rocks, etched in the rocks along the way that told me I was in the right direction. My brothers and sisters, that you will have your plan of wherever you're going, but there will be circumstances that will interrupt your plans, and you will find yourself wandering in the wilderness aimlessly without a plan. But God will send somebody to you. God will send that person to you to comfort you at your time of need. God will send that person right when you need them. God will make a way in the midst of the wilderness. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. And I don't know how you feel about it, but if I'm wandering, I don't like being alone. Amen.
Right, right.
Even though they were together, they wandered as if they were all by themselves. We are lost. We are lost, and we can find no city to dwell in. Now, it's interesting when you look at this word wandering, because it can refer to two things. One, it can refer to a physical lostness. A physical lostness. You know, as you read the Old Testament, you will see that after times of prosperity for the children of Israel, then raised up a group of Israelites who knew not the Lord. Then grew up a generation that was lost. That is physical loss. But it can also refer to a lifestyle of being lost. We are lost and don't know our way. We all have friends that seem normal, but they are lost. They seem like they have it all, but they are not satisfied because they put their faith in the wrong things. And they are lost. They have a sense of temporary happiness, but they are lost. Wandering is a dangerous thing. Wandering is a dangerous thing. And in a solitary way, where you can be around a group of people, you can feel so all alone, amen?
Amen.
You can still feel all alone because you feel like nobody else is going through what I'm going through. But my brothers and sisters, we've all have been there. And not only were they lonely, but they were hopeless. There was no city to dwell in. Y'all remember the days before we had internet access? Before, we would go somewhere and make reservations in advance. And you ever driven through a city trying to find a hotel? And all these no vacancy signs are what you see. So you stop at one, y'all got any rooms? No, we don't. Stop at another one, you got any rooms? No, we don't. Now, don't you feel so good when you find that one that has some place to stay?
Amen.
But sometimes you feel like there's no place to dwell. And Lord, what am I going to do? They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. So not only were they hopeless, but they were hungry and they were thirsty. Their soul fainteth in them. They were hungry. They were thirsty. They started out so full of faith. But now they're in a solitary condition. Y'all remember the prodigal son? Dad, I want my inheritance right now. I want to spend it while I'm young and still good looking. Yeah, I want to have my good time right now. You saw where that got him, amen? Because as soon as his money was gone, his friends were gone. His so-called friends were gone. As soon as his money is gone, he realized that he was hopeless. He realized that he was thirsty. He realized that he was hungry. He realized that he was in a solitary way.
That's right.
He got to the point where he even ate out of the pig slop bucket. Amen. Some of y'all know what that is. He ate what he could find until he realized he was lost. Until he realized, wait a minute, my father's house has all the food I need. My father's house has all the comfort I need. My father's house has a clean bed to sleep in. My father's house is a place where I will not be thirsty. I will not be hungry. I will not be wandering in a solitary way. My father's house. Sometimes we have to get to the point where we're about to faint before we realize that we have everything we need. We just need to say, not my will, but thine will be done, Lord. I have tried it my way, and it has not really worked out. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainteth in them. Sometimes in this country, we feel like we're wandering right now. Amen. We are wandering through political upheaval. We are wandering through economic challenges. We are wandering through policy issues. We are wandering through fake news. We are wandering through leaders who have chosen not to be examples for others, but have chosen to do things their own way, puffing themselves up. We are wandering. But you know, sometimes we have to have the wandering periods to appreciate what the Lord has done for us, to appreciate what we really have, to appreciate. And sometimes it takes us getting down that low before we cry out to the Lord.
Yes.
That's the look at verse 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. That's their confession. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Okay, so they had to wander in the wilderness. They had to wander in a solitary way. They had to walk aimlessly because there was no place to stay. They had to have a sense of hopelessness. They had to go hungry. They had to go thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. They were in a state of slipping into darkness. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. My brothers and sisters, how low do we have to go before we realize that the Lord is our answer and his mercy endureth forever. Then they cried. This is a warning to us. Don't let it get that far. Before you cry unto the Lord. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. After they figured out, I can't get myself out of this by myself. In the midst of their trouble, they cried out to the Lord. But I'm so glad that as we have the wandering condition, I'm so glad that as we have our weary confession, I'm so glad that God has a wonderful covering. A wonderful covering. Look at the last part of verse 6. And he delivered them out of their distresses. Do we know what to do in times of trouble? Do we know where to go when times get tough? Yes, we can use our intellectual ability to identify a solution. We can lean on our financial assets to buy our way out or delay the inevitable. But when do we get to the point where we will cry out to the Lord? So he delivered them out of their distresses. And that delivered comes from the Hebrew word, which means to take the prey out of an animal's mouth. Delivered. Delivered. One thing I do, I like to watch Nature Channel. And I'm so interested in this whole circle of life. And I see the scenes where the animals will go to the river to get something to drink. When there are alligators or crocodiles in the river. There are natural predators in the river. And they will slowly sneak up and go after the young, go after the weak, go after the sick. And they will leap out of the water and snatch one. But I saw one where the animals fought back. It was in the jaws of a crocodile. And the other ones came and jumped on the crocodile. And they started hitting the crocodile. The crocodile said, I'm going to have to wait a little bit for lunch and let go of the young antelope. And I thought about that when I read this and I understood that word delivered means to take prey out of the animal's mouth. Just when it thinks we have lost all hope and we are a goner, deliverance is still available. But it only came because they cried out to the Lord and he delivered them out of their distresses. He delivered them, and in verse 7, and he led them forth by the right way. By the right way. Now there's several things in here. First of all, there's a wrong way, and there's a right way. Now, have you ever asked somebody for directions, and they try to give you directions, and you still get lost? And you still get lost because something about the way they gave directions didn't happen the way it really was. Amen? Years ago, when we first moved to, we lived in New Jersey, and I was looking for an apartment, and I had the address, and I had everything I needed, and I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it, and I stopped someplace to ask for directions, and the lady gave me directions how to get there. She said, you're not far from. You're not far from your destination, but she said something. You got to take a right at the jug handle, and then continue on, and you will see it. Now I left that place, said, I want to look for the jug handle and take a right, and I will be at my destination. 30 minutes later, I was back at the same store. And I asked her, I said, I looked for the store called the Jug Handle. I looked for a sign saying Jug Handle, but I did not find it. She said, where are you from? I said, North Carolina. She proceeded to explain to me, what's a jug handle? So some of y'all who lived up north, y'all know what a jug handle is.
Man.
But in an effort in New Jersey to reduce the slowness of traffic with left turns, they made right turns for everything. So you come off right, and once you come off, you can turn either left or right. Mm-hmm. And these are called jug handles because they resemble from the air the jug handle. So I'm looking for one thing. I'm looking for a sign. And she told me the right way. 2 minutes later, I was at my destination once I understood. Sometimes when you listen to directions from others, you got to make sure you are using the same vocabulary. You understand the right terminology. But the other thing about this, what's in this passage in verse 7, God did not tell them where to go, but look at what he did. He led them. You will never get lost if somebody is with you who knows directions. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, we have somebody with us who knows the directions. We might not know the way to go, but we have our Jehovah Jireh, our provider with us, who knows all the directions. So when we are lost and we call on him, not only does he put us on the right path, but he leads us on the right path that they might go to a city of habitation. And in that case, 2 minutes later, I was at my new apartment. My place of habitation that I had been looking for an hour at this time. God is good. And we have a choice. God has a wonderful covering for us. He has a wonderful way out for us. He has a wonderful direction for our lives. But we have to make up our mind to follow it. We have to make up our mind to follow it. And that's what Psalm 107 verse 8 talks about, those who follow the direction of the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Praise the Lord for his goodness. For he satisfieth the longing soul. We're satisfied because of our relationship with the Lord. We're satisfied that he will take care of it. We're satisfied because we have direction. We're satisfied. We might not know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we know as long as we are with the Lord that he has a plan for our lives because he is with us. For he satisfies the longing souls and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Now think about that. He fills the longing soul with goodness. Now what's the opposite of that? Badness. We have been fooled and we have been seduced into following a road of trick or treat where we cannot discern what good and what bad we will get. Amen?
Amen.
But it ought not to be so, my brothers and sisters.
That's right.
He fills us with goodness, the hungry soul with goodness, the soul that is hungry for the word, the soul that is hungry for salvation, the soul that is hungry for direction, the soul that is hungry for deliverance, the soul that is hungry for healing, the soul that is hungry for safety. He fills with goodness. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversations be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. To get in that condition is easier said than done. But it takes faith. And I believe the longer we've been on the journey, the more appreciative we are of the Lord's covering. The longer we've been on the journey, the longer we've wandered by ourselves aimlessly, the longer we have faced the challenges all by ourselves, the better we feel, the more we appreciate the goodness God has for us. All they had to do in the Exodus experience was follow the Lord's direction. And they would have been in the promised land in no time.
Yes.
All they had to do was do it God's way.
Yes.
And they would have reached their destination. But there's a whole generation that did not reach the promised land because of their disobedience.
Yes.
There's a whole generation they had to walk around that could peek over into the promised land. But couldn't cross over because of their lostness. There was a whole generation that was lost because of their wandering condition and their foolishness and not crying out to the Lord when they needed direction. They figured they could find out their own way. When they came and needed to follow the jug handles of the world, they were looking in the wrong direction. All they had to do was cry out to the Lord. All they had to do was obey the Lord. The Lord had given them a land of milk and honey, had given them a land of prosperity, had given them a land of paradise, had given them a land where the walls would fall down when they approached, had given them. But yet, because of their disobedience, because of their own unfaithfulness, because of that, their journey became a wander. And a wander is a dangerous thing. My brothers and sisters, we have our Lord to provide direction for us. And he is wonderful to be praised. So in this season of Thanksgiving, as we approach that festive day where we break bread with one another, let us remember to praise God for the direction he's provided in our lives. Some of us have come up the rough side of the mountain. And some have come on the curvy roads. Some might have found a tunnel to go through. But guess what? We all ended up in the same place. God is there for us. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Regardless of your condition, God is there for you. Regardless of what you're hungry for. And we're not just talking about food. He can satisfy the hungry soul with goodness. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man will do to me. I think of our Lord on the cross. I think of our Lord on his mission. He had direction from the Father of where to go and what to do. He was probably at times where he was not happy about it. But still he followed directions.
Yeah, yeah.
And because he did not have to fear what man was about to do to him. He walked boldly before the officials. He gave up the ghost for our benefits. But in God's glory, on the third day he rose. And because he rose, we now are recipients of the redemption of the Lord and have the same benefits as the children of God. If you need direction, pray for it. If you have direction, praise Him for it.
That's right.
God bless you.
Amen.
A season of thanksgiving. Amen. Praise God.
Praise, the Lord.
Praise God for